This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Khalid Hussein and I'm working as an electrical engineer in ETS one group of companies. My question is, does Islam permit media? Because during the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no any means of mass communication as mentioned by you. So could you please justify by quoting any of the surahs or any sahih hadith? Thank you.
The brother has posed the question that at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no mass media. So does Islam permit media? Can you quote a Quranic verse or hadith? Brother, point to be noted. As far as ibadah is concerned, what is mentioned is fard. This is the law of the Sharia. In other things, in the mamlaat, in day-to-day life, what is mentioned as haram is haram, everything else is halal. For example, pork is haram, haram, alcohol is haram. What is not mentioned is halal. I'm asking you a question, is there any hadith or Quranic verse which says that you can have mango? Is there any hadith? So will you say mango is haram? So in terms of worship, what is mentioned is fard, only do that, nothing else. In terms of how to lead a life, what is mentioned, haram is haram, everything is halal. So tomorrow you'll ask me, brother Zakir, why are you eating mango? And I love mango, huh? Because I come from India and I'm proud of my country and I'm proud of the mango of my country. So first of all, you should give me contrary a proof, a hadith or a Quranic verse saying media is haram. Yet, brother, I will give you proof. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he did? He dictated letters to non-Muslim kings, to the kings of Abyssinia, king of Yemen, of Persia, asking them, quoting the verse of the Quran of Surah Al-Imran chapter 3, verse number 64, قُلْ يَهَلَ الْكِتَابِ سَيُّ people of the book, تَعَلَوْ إِلَىٰ قَلْمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Come to common terms as in us and you. Which is the first term? Allah na'budu illa Allah. Wa nushrika bihi shay'an. That we associate our partners with him. Wa la yattakhidha ba'duna ba'dan arbaban min dunillah. That we erect not among ourselves lords and patrons other than Allah. Fa intawallaw. If then they turn back. Faqulu shadu. See, bear witness. Bianna muslimun. That we are Muslim bowing our will to Allah. He dictated letters and he sent them on horses. Today is little Mercedes car. Or what do I want to call? Jet planes in different directions, asking them to accept Islam. That was media that time. Imagine dictating letters, after dictating, arranging horsemen to go in different directions. He utilized the media to the best of his ability, what he had. Wallah, today if Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alive, I feel he would have used the media to the best of his ability, but within the purview of the Islamic Sharia, not utilizing anything which is haram. Haram things should not be used, but what is halal? Like a knife can be used for good purpose and bad purpose. So knife per se is not haram. So media per se is not haram, though majority of the things on the media are haram. What we have to do is use it in a halal way. Turn the tables over. Within the purview of the Islamic Sharia, utilize in a halal way. So at least we can testify to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that inshallah we tried our little bit what we could to convey the message. Because our job is to convey the message. Allah says, فَذَكِّرْ نَمَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. Our job is to deliver the message. Giving hidayah is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hope that answers the question.
JazakAllah.